and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The House has just passed a spending package that keeps the government in business through September. Speaker Nancy Pelosi's message, just get it done.
Yes, indeed. The goose is getting fat. We have a big bill here because we have big needs for our country. We have the largest defense appropriation ever, and again, but at the same time, please to put a penny in the old man's hat. We address the needs of America's working families with special focus on our children.
This was Pelosi's last day as Speaker. The House beat the deadline by just under 10 hours. New York's Kathy Hochul probably speaks for every governor whose state is in the middle of that wicked winter storm.
This is a life-threatening, dangerous event. Protect yourselves, protect your families. Do not travel until the roads are reopened, that you know it's safe.
It's snowing in most of New York State, and the Great Lakes region appears to be getting the worst of it. The snow has pretty much stopped in Kentucky, but temperatures are in the single digits there. Governor Andy Beshear.
You can get frostbite, 20 to 30 minutes of exposure, though it can be very painful a lot earlier than that. It is too dangerous to be outside today.
And of course, the storm has turned into a traveler's nightmare. FlightAware.com reporting almost 4,600 cancellations in and out of the U.S. today, more than 6,200 delays. This woman was flying out of Miami International.
We came from Bradenton all the way here, and on the way we're getting the text messages that it's delayed, now it's not delayed, and we're on time now. So we're just happy to, you know, get to Cancun on time and enjoy some warm weather.
It'll be warmer there than here in Florida, which could have its coldest Christmas since 1989. In Paris, police are looking into a shooting with racial overtones at a Kurdish cultural center. When it was over, three people had been killed, the accused gunman wounded. CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
Shortly after the attack, a crowd nearby was chanting Erdogan terrorist, referring to the Turkish president and the heightened tensions between Turkey and the Kurds. Riots then broke out near the scene of the attack, with smoke filling the air as large crowds from the Kurdish community clashed with police. A Paris prosecutor says there's no indication of terrorism, but the suspect was previously known to authorities. He was arrested in the past for attacking migrants living in tents and was recently released from prison.
On Wall Street, a rally has the Dow up more than 180 points. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building at end of the year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Craft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Severe cold weather is in the forecast for the holiday weekend. Warming shelters in Portage County will be open. The Salvation Army, located in Stevens Point, will be open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. all weekend. The River of God Church will be open on New Year's Eve and Christmas Day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The Portage County Sheriff's Department will have their front entrance open 24 hours throughout the weekend. If overnight accommodations are needed, please contact Portage County Sheriff's Office Dispatch, United Ways 211, or Evergreen Community Initiatives. The Stevens Point City Bus will be offering free rides during the day today. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding hunters that the goose season is open again in the Southern Goose Zone now until January 3rd. The daily bag limit in the Southern Zone is 5 Canada geese. The Mississippi River Zone ends on January 3rd with a daily bag limit of 3. In sports, the Bucks are at Brooklyn tonight. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Lows dip down to about 5 below tonight under cloudy skies with snow showers likely at times. Winds out of the northwest 20 to 30 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times again tomorrow. High of 3, mainly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 5 below tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 5 below.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making. There's a lot of it made. I want to start with one that still frosts me. And it relates back to something the Republicans did before. Every Republican leader in the state legislature, the gerrymandered, illegitimate state legislature, opposes a rail line between Madison and Milwaukee, even if the federal government pays for it. Now, let's unpack this a little bit. The federal government, back when Scott Walker first took office, offered to build a rail line, an improved rail line, from Chicago to Milwaukee, over to Madison, and then eventually up through Eau Claire and St. Paul, Minnesota. It would have opened up Wisconsin economically. There would have been migration patterns of where people would live, where they would work. It would be a terrific thing. And the federal government was going to pay for it. The state component of it was some money each year to run it and maintain it, which was quite a small amount compared to what the federal government was putting up. Any state in the union would have loved to have gotten this. We in Wisconsin don't get our federal tax dollars back. We pay far more in federal taxes than we get back. And why is that? Because our climate and our geography is not suitable to a Navy base, it's not suitable to an Air Force base, and it's not suitable to a space station. So the states that get very significant federal spending will be states like Florida, Texas, Virginia, good ports, where they're not going to be frozen up. We get nothing. Suddenly we get some trains, and you know what Scott Walker did? He said, that's welfare. I'm not taking that money. Give it back to the government. Well, you know what the government did? They sent it to California. They just got more than they were going to get. Walker did it because he was planning to run for president, and he thought that would make him look like a conservative. He didn't look like a conservative. He looked like a plastic groom on a wedding cake. He just stood there in a plastic tux with a plastic smile on his face, embarrassed himself, embarrassed our state when he ran for president. Now, with another Democratic president in office, Joe Biden, we're being offered the money for the rail line between Madison and Milwaukee. Back under Scott Walker, it would have cost about $900 million, and we were being given that from our own tax dollars, which then went to California. Now they're saying, no, we won't take it again. There's something like $100 billion allocated towards hard infrastructure, and this is our share of it. And they said, no, the Republicans, give it back. The problem is the illegitimate gerrymandered legislature can't interfere with the taking of that money. Tony Evers can say we take it, but obviously it has to be maintained and there have to be station masters and there has to be some state input in running it, which would be several million dollars a year out of something like a $90 billion biennial budget. And these clowns want to keep us in some kind of transportation and cultural peasantry by turning down any improvement paid for by our money. That's what they've done. What is the solution? They will gerrymander themselves in perpetuity if something isn't done. They gerrymandered themselves after Walker was elected in 2010. Now in 2020, they gerrymandered themselves to 2030. In 2029, they'll gerrymander themselves again till 2040 and so on for the rest of the century. Turning down any economic innovation, they will continue to attack the University of Wisconsin system, starving it of money, starving it of faculty, and the best grad students. These people are vandals. They're nihilists. You've seen them. They have a dull look to them, by and large. It's not like they are getting a lot of money themselves. Many of them look as if they are going in and renting the same red polyester tie for press conferences. They get off on retarding progress. They get off on shutting down the state because they're economically illiterate and they think that their donors will like this. Actually, some of their donors, the Koch brother, there used to be two Koch brothers. One of them passed to his reward. There's one left. He opposed the Foxconn deal. But these economic illiterates in Madison, Walker in particular, Trump egging him on, said, promise Foxconn $4.5 billion, and they will make you high tech. And then they sat on it. They cost us $1 billion. They're not doing anything, not producing anything. We got them this land. And you know what they did? Oshkosh said, well, why don't you give us the land and we will build electric vehicles for the post office and employ thousands of people at the wages you once promised. And they said, no, they vetoed it. Walker gave them that veto power. Then Intel came in. They said, well, let us build a chip manufacturer. In other words, it would be like a Silicon Valley, a chip manufacturing company. We'll pay high wages and employ thousands of people. Foxconn said no, they vetoed it. And Voss and Johnson are still touting Foxconn. This is really criminal negligence, criminal stupidity. And the majority of people don't vote Republican in the legislature. But by gerrymandering, what they do is they load all the Democratic votes in districts like in Dane County and Milwaukee County, where people get 80% of the vote in the Democratic seats. And then they make their Republican seats 55-45, 54-46, 56-44. Then they stay in power to vandalize us and try to vote us into peasantry. The only way that this is going to stop is if we elect a Supreme Court justice this spring, in February in the primary, April in the general election. And there's one, Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet, who has said, bring another gerrymander lawsuit. I'll take care of it real quick, real quick. And there are three other Democrats then on there, and we would have fair maps. Her major opponent, Dan Kelly, is pro-gerrymander, an election denier like Trump or like a Carrie Lake. So I don't want to hear any more complaints by folks in this state who say, well, I wish we had fair maps. Really? Vote for Judge Janet. If you vote for Dan Kelly, you know what you're going to get. Now, this isn't the only piece of vandal policy that the Republicans are pushing. They have just come out and said they're going to put in a bill for 3.5% flat tax. Right now, the income tax structure in Wisconsin is 3.54 to 7.65. 7.65 applies to anybody who makes more than $267,000 a year. Judge Evers has a better plan, Governor Evers has a better plan. He has proposed a 10% tax reduction for middle-class people of average to, you know, reasonably high, but not super high incomes. The whole idea behind a flat tax is designed to get around a graduated income tax, a progressive income tax. And the progressive that I'm, that word, I'm not talking about the squad, with whom I have a great deal of difficulty. I'm not talking about left-wing nuts, okay? Progressive goes back 100 years when the income tax was first introduced. In other words, progressive. If you make $10,000 a year, you should pay little or no taxes. If you make $100 million a year, you should pay more taxes. Not just in percentage, but in rate. If you do a 5%, let's say a 5% flat tax, somebody making $10,000 a year is going to pay $500. That's a lot of money to him. Somebody paying $100 million a year is going to pay $5 million. Okay, that seems like a lot of money, but he still has $95 million. The idea is he should pay more by percentage and also in real terms. And that's why you go from 3.54% to 7.65% in our current scheme. Evers will veto this. But even if he vetoes it, if the day comes that we get a Republican governor with a gerrymandered legislature, like a Michaels or the Duchess of Foxconn, Lady Clayfish, in the future, or Carrie Lake, or people like that, you're going to have this again. And many of these people don't pay income taxes anyway. The manufacturer's exemption, if you own a manufacturing company, you don't pay any anyway, even if you didn't add jobs. It's not just that the Republican Party leadership is economically illiterate. They are vandals. They are doing this stuff. They also turned $1 billion down in Medicaid supplements from our federal tax dollars. Then Walker went ahead and took state tax dollars to put it in.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes.
Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
These can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 6 below, west winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 8 above, 1 below tomorrow night, partly cloudy. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height, currently 6 below.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll talk about Ukraine. The Russian savages are up to it again. They just issued an order that they are going to exonerate and pardon all crimes committed by their soldiers or their sympathizers in Ukraine. That includes rapes, murder of civilians, and torture. They're just going to pardon it and exonerate it. That is a Nazi order. They also, today, launched one of the biggest attacks on Ukraine with missiles that they have done since the beginning of their invasion. 70 missiles rained down on Kyiv and other cities, killing a lot of people, destroying a lot of infrastructure. What Russia is doing is trying to destroy Ukraine's economy. Everybody's living underground. How are you going to go to work? What are you going to produce? Where's the factory? How can you work in a field? What they want to do is make Ukraine so dependent on the West that we will get tired of giving them money and they can go in and rape and murder and torture everybody in the country. They're animals. Now, what is it we can do? What they're really saying is, and I think this is wrong right from the beginning, and they know that Biden had to get France and Germany involved and they were chicken. And he also had a fight getting stabbed in the back by Tucker Carlson and Trump and Pompeo and the rest. And he's done a good job so far. But what they're really saying is that if you genocide anybody in Poland or Romania, we'll go to war with you. You rape and disembowel a Polish or Romanian girl, we'll go to war with you. But if you do it to a Ukrainian girl 5 feet from the Polish border, we'll sanction you. No, that's not what we should do. Let's set out some remedies here. One, some of them are economic and some of them are military. We have $300 billion from the Russian government in our banks, and so does Europe, $600 billion total. That should simply be seized and used to rebuild Ukraine and support Ukraine now. Some people say, oh, well, that'll set a bad precedent. What kind of precedent? Somebody commits genocide, we should do it again. Oh, well, what about legal process? Do it by executive order, and then Russia will have to bring suit in New York, and they'll have to show up to give testimony. We will arrest them the minute they show up. Number two, designate them a terror state. We haven't done that yet. The EU has. Terror state has consequences. It would shut them down the way Iran and North Korea are shut down. Number three, we're starting to send Patriot missiles to them. Send planes. They have good pilots. They have got to be able to bomb the bases that are bombing them. Number four, send them the coordinates at all times of Putin, of Ramzan Kalikov, the Chechenian terrorist leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner Group, Lukashenko, the murderous president of Belarus, and give them the drones to take care of these people. These are animals. What I am hoping is that somewhere in this audience, there are a young pair of ears listening. By young, I mean somebody who has a political career ahead of them. Russia as a state and as a people have got to be destroyed. They have been trafficking in genocide, sadism, and fraud for 1,000 years. When they came from the East to, quote, liberate, end quote, concentration camps in Germany, they raped the women in the concentration camps. They're animals. Animals. There's 145 million of them on 11 time zones of gas and oil. We can't have a nuclear war, but you can't have them genociding a country and destroying its infrastructure and not giving that country the means to really defend itself. And they have to feel the pain going back. Going to the lines, Gina Beauclair, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Great topics as usual, Matt. This precedent thing is driving me bananas. What kind of precedents are we seeing being set now with everybody watching the destruction, watching people being killed and bombed and everybody, right. Oh, we can't do anything. We might set a precedent. We see it in our own country when all of those criminals that attacked our capital and the people involved are still in service, and they should have been kicked out and put in prison a long time ago. We can't set a precedent. Oh, my gosh, we're setting a precedent right now. We're sitting on our butts, and we're not doing a gow-dang thing to put these criminals behind bars or where they need to be and to stop this bad actor activity, and even in the state of Wisconsin. Oh, we can't set a precedent. Well, the precedence is not doing anything about seeing criminal behaviors. Thank you, Matt, and you have a good weekend.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. Excellent comments, as always. And you're absolutely right when you're talking about the, by analogy, in a sense, to the attack on the Capitol. Obviously, it's different in kind from what we're talking about in Ukraine. In Ukraine, what we're talking about is the equivalent of a Nazi invasion of a country. And I don't say that lightly. I don't throw that term around lightly. But when Hitler went into these places, he determined that anybody of Germanic descent would not be killed, but anybody of Slavic descent or who was Jewish would be killed. And he would flat out do that. He went into Ukraine and he and Stalin together killed several million people. The Russians are, you wonder why, they're Slavic people just like the Ukrainians, and they're Russian Orthodox, and many of the Ukrainians are Russian Orthodox. Why the savagery? They grabbed one guy and said, we're going to beat the Ukrainian out of you and beat him to death. This is a form of self-hatred. I will get into that a little later in a segment. I see you on the lines. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Blood is the rose of mysterious union. Dead blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. Blood in the streets, it's up to my knee. Blood in the streets, the town of Chicago. Blood on the rise is following me.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here at Home Furniture and Design, we are thankful for our wonderful customers. And at this most glorious time of the year, we are especially grateful. Thank you and season's greetings from your friends at Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente.
Oh, they're not hitting. Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party. New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. A winter storm warning is still in effect in Wisconsin through tomorrow morning. A bomb cyclone storm is delivering snow, wind, and bitter cold to much of the U.S., and Wisconsin is one of the hardest hit states. Many places have not gotten as much snow as forecast, but road conditions are still pretty bad in many places, and wind chills could be life-threatening. Senator Ron Johnson voted no on the omnibus bill that will fund the government through September of next year. He says his no vote is because the bill was pushed through the Senate without time to fully review it. The bill was passed in the Senate on Thursday with 18 Republicans voting yes with Democrats. Senator Johnson specifically criticized the funds earmarked by Democratic senators for community projects in Wisconsin. These funds were requested by senators in their districts to shore up areas like rural health, infrastructure on roads and rivers, and emergency services. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. Lows dip down to about 5 below tonight under cloudy skies with snow showers likely at times. Winds out of the northwest 20 to 30 miles per hour. A few flurries possible at times again tomorrow. High of 3, mainly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 5 below tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 5 below.
The first is when you talk about a progressive tax structure. I think it's, you know, important to mention, yeah, there was a progressive party that had progressive values when this was first instituted over 100 years ago. But, you know, we can use the word progressive to remind people that it also just means the rates themselves progress. And that way we don't have to throw our allies under the bus like you did with the squad there. Even though you don't agree with them on specific policies, they do support the same values that you do at the end of the day. It's helping the downtrodden and making people not oppressed by powerful forces that, you know, unnecessary. But I agree, we need to talk more about that. The other is, the Russians and the Russian government and what they're doing in Ukraine is horrible. We definitely need to send them Patriot missiles. We definitely need to speak with the language of force, because that's all Putin understands. But it's also unhelpful to talk about the problem being the Russian people themselves, because there are certainly plenty of people in Russia who disagree with what's going on, and they shouldn't be lumped in there, even though what their government has, you know, been strangled by tyranny for so long that the few are controlling the many and committing these horrible atrocities. We don't need to dehumanize them. It's important to say that, you know, that not that they're animals, because they're humans. It's important to recognize that this is human behavior to make sure that people don't feel like they're immune to behaving like that. We all kind of self-correct and make a better world.
Yeah, Jesse, thank you. And very articulate, as always, and profound. Let me comment on a couple of things. One is, I'm a mainstream Democrat. I'm a Kennedy Democrat. I'm a Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, John F. Kennedy Democrat. I'm a Bill Clinton Democrat. The progressives I look on as allies on many votes, but not all votes. And I think that we have now a progressive caucus within the Democratic caucus that meets separately. It gives its own response to the State of the Union, frequently tries to primary Democratic legislators, and the reason I look on them as right now allies is because we are fighting a Republican Party that's out to destroy our democracy. And both the Progressive Party and the Democratic Party are opposed to that, and it's very similar, quite frankly. And this is a not too extreme analogy. During World War II, you had resistors fighting the Nazis, and they were all over the place. Some were communists, some were Christian Democrats. They're everything. But when you're in a forest and you see the swastika coming at you, you don't turn to the guy next to you and say, I disagree with you on some issues. You fire. You get rid of that scourge, and then you can take care of your differences in a nonviolent way. And that's what's happening right now. I do not agree with a number of things in the among the progressives, or with the identity politics cult. I really don't. And I think that to have a caucus within another party is an odd thing. It's really the Working Families Party. That said, I respect them individually, and we are aligned on the issues that are important to all of us right now. When it comes to Russia, I was in Russia. In 1997, I was asked by the Justice Department to go with a delegation and give talks on our Constitution and our criminal and civil justice systems to Russian lawyers and prosecutors who are trying to restore the country after the fall of the Berlin Wall, Glasnost, Gorbachev, great leader, had turned them towards democracy, and Yeltsin was in there. It was a thaw. Now, during that thaw, I saw that there were very many good people. Some of these prosecutors are making $600 a month in rural areas and getting death threats all the time by organized crime. I get that. And there are a lot of people who are resisting the war. I get that, too. But I will stand by my statement about the Russian character, and I really mean that. For 1,000 years, they have been subjected to the point that they've been dehumanized themselves. 1,000 years ago, in the 900s, Russia was a forest inhabited by wolves. Kyiv, Ukraine, was a civilization, had been a civilization for a couple of 100 years. And then there was the baptism of Rus in the Dnieper River by Vladimir of Ukraine, and Russia now is trying to succeed to that and eliminate the Ukrainians. I don't want to get into all that. But during that time period under the Tsars, they had a system called serfs. Now, a serf was not quite like a slave in this country or another country, but you couldn't go wherever you wanted, and you could be abused by your master. And I'll give you an example. Dostoevsky, Fyodor Dostoevsky, is one of their greatest novelists. He was a cruel, evil man. He was very abusive to women and to his servants. And his father was even worse. His father owned, 1,000 slaves. And you know what happened to him? They murdered him. He was so abusive. You know how they murdered him? They held him down and waterboarded him with a bottle of vodka till he strangled. Now, in this country, you don't say Ernest Hemingway's father owned serfs and was waterboarded and killed, right? Or F. Scott Fitzgerald. It's a very strange culture. And then they have communism from 1917 till Yeltsin comes along, and they abuse and murder people. They did rape women, and these are average soldiers, Russians. They did rape women that they supposedly liberated from concentration camps. Our guys didn't do that. Our guys don't go through and torture people. We had an American from Minneapolis who was just released in a swap and who testified that the worst thing was not what they did to him, but he could hear the screams of women being tortured in the next room. These are the average Russians. So yes, there are protesters. Yes, there are. And yes, there are people like Navalny who's in prison. You know where they put him? Magnificent opposition leader. He's in a box 9 feet by 9 feet that they keep very, very hot. They are animals in their culture. And yes, there are some good ones. But they cannot be permitted 145 million people to squat on 11 time zones of gas and oil and simply export genocide, sadism, and fraud. They are irredeemable. And I am hoping that in American policy and Western policy in the centuries to come, there will no longer be a Russia because they are irredeemable. All right, I see the lines are alive. I'm going to go to them a bit, and then I'm going to get to the other things I want to talk about. Steve of Stoughton, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Steve of Stoughton?
Hi. I was listening to you in the car, and then I had to get out of, obviously, of the car, and I'm inside my, let's say, home. And I agree with you overall, but I was born and grew up in Western Europe. You can hear my accent, okay? And I had, I don't know whether I can call it privilege or something else, to speak with someone who survived World War II, who was sent to the Russian front. And he survived, barely. And he told me this. Yes, Russians, the Soviet army went on a retribution spree, as you said, like nobody has ever witnessed, at that time at least. But the Ukrainians, he told me, lent a helping hand to Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. Not all of them, obviously, but a good chunk of them. And this is why there is always this hatred between the Russians and the Ukrainians. I think they should sit down and, if possible, not now, obviously, reasonable people should sit down and face their own hatred. Thank you for your time. Bye.
Steve, thank you very much. And that was a profound historical statement. But let me just say a couple of things. When you say Ukraine, the Nazis went in and murdered millions of people in Ukraine, and so did Stalin. It was a pincer movement. Stalin and Hitler joined a pact, a non-aggression pact. They agreed to divide up Poland. Hitler betrayed Stalin, and then he invaded Russia. Hitler went into Ukraine, and he would murder people. He'd say, "Are you of Germanic or Slavic descent?" If they said Slavic, they'd kill him. They kill him, flat out kill him. So nobody who is being killed by the Nazis is supporting the Nazis. When the Russians went in, they just killed them anyway, because they wanted, even though they're fellow Slavs, they wanted Ukraine. Stalin and Hitler were two of the greatest murderers in history. Two of them. Murdered a hell of a lot of people. And Zelensky, the president of Ukraine right now, is of Jewish descent. He's not a Nazi. His people were murdered by Nazis. The people that are running Ukraine right now are good people. And enormous courage, enormous courage. But Steve, yeah, I'd encourage you to call in more often. You obviously have had personal experiences and that are somewhat similar to what I'm talking about. But let me go back to the lines. I'm going to get to as many of you as I can this segment, and I don't want you hanging up. Stick around for next segment. We're going to start with Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Tom.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. You know, just to add a little bit more nuance to the earlier caller, as far as with Russian culture, let's reframe that and look at from a slightly different perspective, and that's here in the United States and the myth of the American cowboy and how we have celebrated what that cowboy looks like. You know, think of John Wayne, we think of, you know, John Ford movies, et cetera, et cetera. Heck, the Republican Party built an entire persona around the strong, rugged independence of the American cowboy, when the reality was, no, that wasn't what the average cowboy looked like at all. The average cowboy was more likely to be a person of color than somebody who looked like a Marlboro man. But that's not what we celebrate here in the United States when we think of the cowboy. And I think in Russia, like you touched on, what they celebrate is this strength through brutality. How do you know if you are a good person? Well, you're a good person because you don't take guff from nobody. In fact, you're the one delivering the guff. You're the one that's the forceful one. And that's what they're celebrating and honoring within the country, especially when it comes to warfare. And you're seeing this in Ukraine. You know, the Russians don't see themselves as quote-unquote bad. They see themselves as strong. And strong means brutal. It doesn't mean being nice to the other guy. So thank you for the call.
Okay, Tom, yeah, and thank you. And, you know, I enjoy your calling in, but I reject any comparison between what Russia's self-concept is and what America's self-concept is. The whole idea of rugged individualism in itself is not a bad thing. And the fact is, there's a historian who is at Madison named Frederick Jackson Turner who talked about the settlement of the West and the notion of the West as being key to American self-concept and our culture, and it was a good thing. So that's a totally different subject. The Russians have been brutal and savage for about 1,000 years, ever since they replaced wolves in that country, and they're over 11 time zones, and they accomplished nothing other than genocide, sadism, and fraud. And Jesse made a very good point that you occasionally have somebody's good, and I agree with that. And I'm not suggesting genociding the Russian people, but they cannot be permitted to squat on 11 time zones forever and produce only genocide, sadism, and fraud. And that's what they're doing. And Biden's got to get them, the Ukrainians, the long-term HIMARS, bomb the living daylights out of these people. Get them the jet planes. Bomb the living daylights out of them. You can do it with surrogates in Ukraine without jeopardizing ourselves. We're going to a break. The lines are open. I see you in the line. Do not hang up. Last time some of you hung up, don't hang up again. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
When
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we are achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Monday, Wisco Paul.
Oh, happy Friday to you, man. I'm going to change the subject a little bit. A little bit about the Democratic Party and elections. Number one, you lost to Ron Johnson. You should take a long, hard look at why that was. One of the reasons was because they didn't use civic radio enough, I think. Also, you lost Ron Kind's old district to a insurrectionist. You got to take a hard look at why that is. And the reason I say all this is Judge Janet, who you mentioned a lot, you have two current Supreme Court, one's retiring, so it would have been three, that were also in on the insurrection. And we have a chance to change the whole makeup of this state just by one Supreme Court justice. And I want the Democratic Party to take a long, hard look at what they did wrong, because I'm not going to get into big time. We don't have that much time on the losing to Johnson, also losing, I can't remember the district over there, but it's Ron Kind's. And I don't want this to happen to Judge Janet, because this is, it's supposed to be nonpartisan. I said that yesterday, but it is partisan. You need to bring fairness back to the Supreme Court in this state in the worst way. So that's my take on the day. Have a great weekend, Matt.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Same to you. I want to build on what you just said briefly, and here's the deal. There's an old saying in politics. If the dogs won't eat the dog food, get different dog food. If the dogs won't eat the dog food, get different dog food. The point of the matter is that we did some things right and we did some things wrong. The Ron Johnson seat should not have been lost. That was potentially an easy pickup for us. We had plenty of money, plenty of money. And if we had 52 senators right now, we could tell Manchin and Sinema to jump in the lake, and we could pass voting rights right now and get rid of the gerrymander as a matter of federal law in every state. What happens in our party is everybody, there's kind of an identity politics cult, and everybody gets behind candidates very early. And some of them are good, and some of them are not strong. They may be good people, but they're not strong. And when you say, let's not let this happen again, I couldn't agree more. Right now, there are three people on the Wisconsin Supreme Court who voted not to certify Joe Biden, even though he won the election. And these are highly educated people who have law degrees. And they betrayed the Constitution by doing that. There's now a vacancy, and that's being contested right now. Dan Kelly, the Republican, the major Republican candidate, is an election denier. He would stand up for gerrymandering, and he would stand up for decertifying any Democrat who won a presidential election in Wisconsin. If you vote for Dan Kelly, you're voting for more of the same. The thing that saved us last time is Brian Hagedorn, who is a Republican. But he stood tall and he said, I may not like it. I may not have voted for Biden, but he won and I'm going to certify him. And that's why it got certified. We came very close to having Biden not certified, and then it would go to the U.S. Supreme Court with the six tarantulas. What do you think would happen? What do you think would happen? So We have got to make sure this doesn't happen again. This Supreme Court race, primary in February, general election in April, will elect a Supreme Court justice for 10 years. 10 years. Till the year 2033. Judge Janet Protasiewicz, Protasiewicz, a distinguished prosecutor and judge from Milwaukee County. She is a prosecutor for more than 20 years and one of the best, tough and fair, prosecuted murders, sexual assaults, the worst. Now she's been a couple of terms as a judge, one of the best, is running. You're not going to have anybody more experienced than her, and that includes the whole pool of people running. Nobody has served as a prosecutor longer, and nobody is a better judge has served as a judge the way she has. If you do not vote for Judge Janet Protasiewicz and you vote for Dan Kelly, you will vote for gerrymandering for 10 more years. Judge Janet has come right out and said, bring another gerrymander suit. That could be Labor, that could be the ACLU, that could be the League of Women Voters, it could be an ordinary voters. She will take care of that because then she'll have the three Democrats on there with her, and the four of them will say that gerrymandering is unconstitutional under the state constitution. Under the state constitution. Then they'll order new maps, 50-50, and you're not going to have all this garbage about trying to suppress the vote, getting rid of drop boxes, turning down $1 billion. This is the second time we're going to be turning down money from the federal government for planes. Let me tell you something. I was in the Navy in Norfolk, Virginia, actually Little Creek, Virginia. There are five bases there. You know how much federal money Virginia is getting? And they should, because it's a great port for the Navy. And the same in Florida. And there's a space station in Florida. The same in Texas. There's a space station in Texas because the atmosphere and the ports and the water are correct. They're right. You don't want a couple of Navy ports, what, in Milwaukee and Manitowoc? Are you kidding me? Lake freezes over. You got to go up to St. Lawrence. The only thing we get money for is trains. And these clowns are turning it down because they think that's the, quote, conservative thing to do, end quote. And they're nuzzling up to their donors. I don't know why. That's what's happening. You will have fair maps, and I don't know of a single person in the Republican caucus who would get elected in a 50-50 district. Not a single one. Voss would be out on his ears, so would LeMahieu and every other clown. Frankly, a lot of Democrats wouldn't get elected, these Democrats, in a 50-50 district, including in Dane County and including Milwaukee County. And so what? You're going to get people in there. There's some who would, like a Deb Andraca, terrific, in Milwaukee. Like a Sylvia Ortiz-Velez in the south side of Milwaukee, terrific. And there are a couple of others, don't get me wrong. But the fact of the matter is that we need fair maps, and you're only going to get it with Judge Janet Protasiewicz. Coming to the end of the show, great show. I didn't get to hardly any of my topics because they were so great, the show and all the callers in. Everybody out there, have a great weekend. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday. Signing off for today. Don't let me down.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father
and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both.